Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Making Dough Show, where we love talking about making dough in the restaurant business. Today, I'm excited to talk to you about startup costs versus operating costs. I'm going to go over this free PDF that I have for you, going over this concept, which is a key concept that you really need to understand, especially if you're hoping to open a restaurant in the next 12 to 36 months. This is a free PDF that I have for you. Check the description, download it, read it. Let me know your thoughts. Now let's get into it. Let's talk about startup costs. Now this involves all the costs before you open your door to your restaurant, before grand opening day. That's how we count everything for that startup cost. And that involves a lot of things, and it depends on the establishment that you are taking over. Is it a brand new place? It's a shell that you, it's a build out. Are you buying everything brand new in terms of your equipment, all the permits, everything like that? That's all part of the startup cost. A startup cost would be around 60 to 500 plus, of course. But we've been able to open three restaurants with around $50,000 to $60,000 out of our six restaurants. I would say that has been the startup cost in the great state of Texas. Also, your startup cost also includes the following. It includes your rent deposits, interior design, obviously your kitchen equipment, your initial inventory that you need to have, all the licenses, all the permits. Obviously, you need a website that is a non-negotiable, and some of the basics of the marketing, signs, some banners, what have you. All of those are part of your startup cost. And you really need to know that number before you enter this business, because you know how much money you have. You know if you're able to get a loan to start this restaurant that you have in mind, and you really need to have a budget when it comes to your startup cost. And in fact, we have a training where my husband, Matt, who handles this aspect of our business, go really in depth of the startup cost. He goes one by one, your triple net, your deposit per square foot, all the things he goes over. It's a free training, and you can check out a description to learn more about the startup cost. So you have a budget that you can work with. You're like, how much money do I have or do I need to have? So check out that training in the description below. Now let's talk about operating costs. Your operating cost is how much you need to operate your business on a month-to-month basis as a restaurant owner. That is very, very important, especially when you open. So you're going to put in capital up front for your startup cost. You are going to allocate money for your marketing, for your payroll, for your food costs, all the different things, as well as rent, utilities, that's ongoing, right? Salaries, if you have those, food, all this stuff. Other things are obviously is repairs, perishable inventory, waste, employee turnover, training, all the things, licenses, insurances that are on an ongoing basis you need to pay for. And it's really important to have a handle on your operating costs, because a lot of those are variable and some fixed costs. We've talked about this before on the show and previous episodes about really understanding your fixed cost and your variable cost, because you can really control, and that's when I use the word babysit. We babysit the variable costs, because that's going to really make or break it for you. We control our labor like a hawk. I mean, that's like a newborn baby. We manage every day. We send updates in the morning. We check it for the day before, for the week. At 7 p.m., we send an update to the team, because it's that important that you really control aggressively your operating cost. You're in the business now. You started this venture, and you need to make money and be profitable, or you are going to close the doors at some point. You're going to run out of money. So it is important for you and I as restaurant owners that we need to steward our money, exercise healthy financial decision makings, say no to different things, confront the staff if they are spending money like it's nobody's business, and do that early on. So we'll have weekly meetings with our management team, with our bookkeeper, really controlling our operating costs. It's going to make it or break it for you, because you may run out of money. A lot of times they tell you to start your restaurant maybe with 6 months of operating costs saved. And in the training, my husband goes over the operating and the startup costs for you to really have a handle or a regular math of figuring out how much operating costs you need on a monthly basis. So you can multiply that by six before you start your venture. We didn't have that. We always started very frugally, whatever we had, even when we started 10 years ago, our first restaurant, which we had zero experience. We didn't know what on earth we were doing. And we did not have a handle on those numbers, of course, and it was very, very hard. So it's important for you and I to really understand cost. Business is math. That's all it is. It's not emotional. It's not dramatic. You know, and they say data kills drama, which is what we address. We have an engineering meeting, is what we call our Monday meeting with our managers. We go over all the data, and it's all revolves around the operating cost. I hope that you find these topics useful. They're a little bit up there. They're not easily searched online just because they're not sexy topics. But this is what you need. You need solid knowledge if you are actually planning on opening a restaurant. And I'm hoping that these concepts serve you, get a little bit deeper understanding of what you have in hand. So even if you can save 1% on your cost, that's going to have a huge impact on your bottom line and your family and your income. And that has huge impact in your community. And that's what we care about around here. Let me know your thoughts on this and the startup costs, operating costs. What is your view going into it? How do you budget for that? Would love to hear your thoughts in the comments below. I read every single one of them. And with that, let's get back to work and make some dough. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.